Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Federal Reserve's preferred measurement of inflation reversed course in January, a sign that the Feds may have to be more aggressive in raising the interest rate expected in mid-March. The core personal consumption expenditures price index rose 0.6% in January and 4.7% year-to-year. Shortly after today's report, the stock markets began to fall. The Dow Jones this hour is down roughly 400 points. Standard & Poor's is 1.3% in the red, and the NASDAQ has lost more than 200 points of its value. On the one-year anniversary of the war, the United States announced a new round of sanctions on Russian firms, banks, manufacturers, and people this morning, striking at entities that helped Russia evade sanctions. The action goes after alleged sanction evaders in countries from the United Arab Emirates to Switzerland. Deputy Treasury Secretary under Janet Yellen, Wally Adeyemo on CBS News, explains how sanctions are working.
Today, Russia has lost 9,000 pieces of equipment on the battlefield. Because of our export controls and sanctions, they're unable to build new tanks, unable to build new equipment to fight the war in Ukraine, and that's limiting their ability to get access to ammunition as well.
Federal officials are reporting an overheated component on a rail car carrying plastic pellets was likely the cause of the Norfolk Southern train derailment earlier this month in Ohio. A safety alarm warning of an overheated axle and/or bearing went off just before the massive crash. U.S. District Judge Amy Jackson ordered former President Trump and FBI Director Christopher Wray to be questioned in a pair of lawsuits against the Justice Department and the FBI by Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. The former agent's text messages gave Trump the proof how the FBI was being politically used against his administration. The lawsuit is about alleged privacy violations stemming from the leak of those messages. This is USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The NFL Washington, D.C. football team changed their name to Commanders in 2020 after pressure from Nike and FedEx Shipping Company threatened the owner with lost advertising dollars. The team's had a losing record every year since. Now a new owner may be in the works.
The Washington Commanders could have a new high-profile owner closing in on purchasing the franchise. The Washington Post is reporting that Amazon founder Jeff Bezos has hired an investment firm to examine the possibility of a bid to purchase the Commanders. Bezos hired the firm of Allen & Company, the same company that helped navigate the recent sales of both the Denver Broncos and the Carolina Panthers. The billionaire has not submitted a bid for the Commanders. Multiple sources have confirmed that they expect a full sale of the franchise that is currently owned by Daniel Snyder. I'm Julio Flores.
The U.S. military is increasing the number of troops deployed to Taiwan.
The USA plans to deploy between 100 and 200 troops to the island in the coming months in an effort to expand training, thereby empowering the island to defend itself. Secretary of the Navy Carlos Del Toro gave a warning about China's Navy this week.
We do need more ships in the future, more modern ships in the future in particular, that can meet that threat. Unfortunately, China does have a significant advantage.
China's Navy could field up to 400 ships in coming years. The U.S. currently has fewer than 300 ships. In Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us. For more information on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there, along with, you know, the archive of all these great interviews with these great guests that we're able, you know, to have. It's such a blessing. And we pass this on to you in hopes that you would own your own knowledge, okay? Forget about the 8-second sound bites and what you hear from others. Hopefully what we're sharing with you motivates you to do a deep dive into this, that you understand what's going on. I mean, you know, the Bible tells us that, you know, God says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And, you know, in this information age in which we live in, it's almost inexcusable that we would purposely dumb ourselves down and not want to go deeper and find out what the facts are. I mean, particularly as it relates to climate. I mean, this climate situation, this whole agenda, green energy, has become a religion in and of itself. I mean, they want us to worship, you know, all that is green, you know, and the climate alarmists are in full bloom. And when I say full bloom, I don't mean F-U-L-L, I mean F-O-O-L. It is a full blooming. You know, we're talking about the rise of superbugs, earthquakes. You know, it's just a new Biden policy. It's like everywhere. It is so pervasive. And, you know, these alarmists will go anywhere. I mean, there's no end to the extremes or the adjustments that they will make in order to move the goalposts and really to not be accountable for the very things that they say that they believe in. Well, Mark Morano is with us right now. He's the executive editor and chief correspondent for ClimateDepot.com. Hey, Mark, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. Happy to be here today.
Hey, update us on all that's going on. I mean, you know, we just were exposed, you know, to the State of the Union from Joe Biden. You know, his climate agenda, you know, continues to march on when there are other things that I think are more pressing and more alarming than what he would want us to focus on.
Well, we are witnessing right now what has been happening. First of all, the whole climate world changed in March of 2020. And what's been happening since then is the climate activists realized that after spending decades trying to get carbon taxes and cap and trade and legislation through Congress and introducing the Green New Deal but never even scheduling it for a vote, they realized that was not the way to go. They were just meeting with failure at every legislative hurdle. Even Democrats, when President Obama tried to pass his signature cap and trade tax in 2009, it barely passed the House after two votes, never was even scheduled for a vote in the Senate because a whole contingent of Democrats led by Al Franken in Minnesota said they weren't going to support this because of what it would do to the American economy. So the climate activists, when they saw what happened with COVID lockdowns and how bypassing a democracy was just instant, you know, no legislators, everything was under emergency decree, they could just impose whatever they wanted, they praised the lockdowns, all the climate activists. And now going forward, they've made a decision, and you can see this in peer-reviewed literature, you can see it from Harvard Medical School, that they're now going to merge COVID and climate together, so that now, as a public health threat, the World Health Organization has said climate is the greatest public health threat we face. Not viruses, not COVID, climate. So the idea now is everything with climate is going to be merged and become a public health issue. And that's what we've seen in the last week, which has just been, I think you used the word fool, but or whatever word you used, but it's bonkers is the word I would use. And that's what
I use instead of saying a fool when I said instead of F-U-L-L, it's F-O-O-L, you know? So the fool, the fool bloom. Yeah, exactly. Go ahead.
So here's what's happened. A UN report just this week, climate change contributing to the rise of superbugs. A more extreme climate will increase antimicrobial resistance and could destroy our health and food systems. That's a UN report, right? Secondly, we've had in the last week now, restrict anesthesia to save the climate. American College of Society of American Anesthesiologists had a whole meeting and a paper presentation featured on their website about how we should start worrying about the amount of anesthesia we give patients, not because it's bad for the patient or to improve patient care, but because it could be bad for the planet, because anesthesia with all the gases and emissions is planet-warming gases. So I call it the great medical reset. Your doctor will treat the climate first, and you will be happy. Doctor care it takes precedence over – doctors care more about planetary care than patient care. And on that same vein, you have the American Cancer Society has fretted over the carbon footprint of cancer care, and Harvard medical students are now for the first time ever going to have climate integrated into their MD curriculum. In other words, you can't be a Harvard doctor – unless you've been indoctrinated into climate change and how climate change makes viruses worse and climate change is making everything in our society worse, and that's got to be, as a doctor, your number one concern. So we are witnessing it. It's happening. 230 medical journals have declared the response to climate change should follow the same template as the response to COVID, i.e. lockdowns and a public health emergency.
Well, and this template is consistent with all that, you know, Marxists have done traditionally, how they raise the fear levels and everything. So, again, we're reminded nothing new under the sun, and they're going to find ways to impose their will. I mean, this is what they're doing, you know, whether it has to do with, you know, with pronouns, how we deal with the climate or anything that, you know, these utopian freaks want us to get in line. And if we don't queue up properly, well, they've got ways to make us do so, right?
Yes, and what you just said is the key. What they've realized, and I mean, they've always known this, but what they've seen in real time, and they didn't even think it was possible, these Marxists. But when they saw March of 2020 that they could have basically the Green New Deal implemented overnight, you know, these are stay-at-home orders, shutting of the economy, planned recession to fight global warming, the end of airline industry, government with unbelievable power, restrictions, stay-at-home orders. They were able to issue school closures, vaccine mandates, mask mandates, close churches, close businesses, have curfews, cancel weddings, funerals, ban backyard barbecues, get-togethers, socially distance without a single vote of anyone globally. And what I mean by that is by issuing this emergency declaration, they were able to just impose this by unelected bureaucrats, by presidents, mayors, governors, prime ministers through just emergency decree. These were decrees. So now, one of the things that's happening is Joe Biden continually almost did it last summer. It wants to issue a national climate emergency. This would act as the same template as the March 2020 COVID emergency would give governors, mayors, presidents. The one environmental group estimates 130 new executive powers for Joe Biden. And they already know what they want to do with this. Start limiting gas stations. Start limiting car production. All of these consequential decisions are going to be made without a vote. And that's what we're seeing, gas-powered car ban. It's already been done through executive orders in all these states. It's being done through the World Bank level, not financing it. It's being done through the banking level to consumers, that banks are announcing they're not going to give out car loans for people buying gas-powered cars. We never voted for this. this, but it's happening.
Exactly.
We never voted for bans on meat, but Bill Gates is now America's number one farmland owner. He's pushing lab-grown meat. We have insect food being pushed on us, all through corporate government collusion. This is a whole new ballgame. This is not America of February of 2020 anymore. We are post-March 2020, and this is a new game.
And it's moving quickly, to your point, Mark Morano. We've got to go to quick break just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There isn't one of us that takes a look at the headlines or sees what's going on in our country and says, we're getting better. We see a country getting weaker and weaker by the day. We want to do something about it. That's why we're here together on the Bill Martinez Show. But the Bill Martinez Show has been targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled to not advertise and have caved into the pressure. Without your tax-deductible gift, the Bill Martinez Show will go away. Here's author, pastor, and teacher Phil Hotzenpiller on what we can do.
I think we keep swinging the bat. We keep shouting the message out. We keep supporting Bill Martinez Live, who's bringing truth every day. Pray to Almighty God for healing of a nation.
What's your best tax-deductible gift to have Bill keep fighting the good fight with you? $100, $200, a one-time tax-deductible gift of $1,200? Your gift of any size matters. Visit BillMartinezShow.com to gift.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Fresh and Independent, just wait, like to hear from us. You know, there's a lot of places around, but very few that you will hear the truth like this, and especially with this kind of dedicated time and the quality of experts as we have, you know, to you know, hopefully enlarge our understanding and our knowledge, you know, while the rest of the world and the rest of, you know, even the bureaucratic forces would want to dumb us down, we're fighting against that tide and saying, look it, in this information age in which we live in, we should be all the smarter and not be victims to this effort of the globalists that want a compliant society. They've worked overtime on our kids and have conditioned our kids in such a way that they're really set up, Mark Morano. They are set up in such a way that, you know, they're ready to go along and, you know, surrender their sense of excellence and a higher calling and to become mediocre and compliant is what I'm seeing. Am I overreading this?
No, in fact, what they've done with the indoctrination of children today, and it's been going on for a decade plus in earnest, and, you know, longer, there's been trends, obviously, but when you combine the transgender ideology, critical race theory, climate hysteria to the point where, you know, you could be blamed for everything, and you add the COVID masking and the social distancing and all the COVID theater, this is a gigantic psychological operation or psychop
on
children of this generation. So these kids are being grown up, you know, to think a man can have a baby. They're grown up to think that they are white repressors and they're racist by birth if your skin's the wrong color and that everything's determined by your skin color. And then they are, of course, indoctrinated that the earth is going to die and that we've destroyed it and that any way of our modern living is unsustainable. And then they're taught, of course, that each other is a weapon to be avoided, that, you know, you can get sick and die if you get too close to someone. You can kill your parents, your grandparents. This is psychological weapons to do what? To condition all of us to accept essentially a new normal. And what is that new normal? It's actually been laid out very succinctly by the Economic Forum, the Davos crowd. It's a great reset where everything is going to be turned on its head. The key advisors is a man named Yuval Harari of the World Economic Forum. And he actually talks openly about the useless eaters and most of the population being unnecessary as they turn to artificial intelligence and automation from computers. And they want to literally, they openly talked about how they want to do to the masses of people who are going to be useless. They want to give them psychotropic drugs. And maybe this is one of the reasons marijuana is being legalized everywhere to keep us all compliant. And then the second thing they want to do is they want to give us the drugs and then they want to they want to make us to the point where we are completely just compliant with their rule, and we have no pushback to anything that they do. And, video games. They actually openly talk about video games, giving the public, and especially young people, addiction to video games to keep their minds occupied. So you won't be paying attention to the world around you, and you're more willing to accept it.
Exactly. Well, you know, and you touched on this just a bit, and I want to reinforce this idea. At the core of all this idea, first of all, there's a new God. You know, Almighty God doesn't exist. There's a new God, and we'll talk about that in just a moment, and how that was presented at the World Economic Forum Council meeting. I believe it was in Egypt. But the other deal is that there's just too many people. It's their estimation that the Earth cannot sustain. They said it couldn't sustain 3 billion. Well, they're really going nuts because now we're 8 billion. And, you know, so we are beyond their expectation, and they're just rabid about this idea that we've got too many people. So what you do is you start maligning. I mean, now we're back to World War II Germany again, and we start maligning people and, identifying them as less than and undeserving. And so now it's, you know, it's justifiable to exterminate them because they're taking up good oxygen that should be given to, you know, people of higher quality, right? As they've determined.
And we saw it. We saw this in real time. This isn't theoretical, what you just described, Bill. In my book, The Great Reset, Global Elites and the Permanent Lockdown, I have a whole chapter on what they did with vaccine passports. And literally, if you didn't get a vaccine, and this was globally and in the United States, you were a second-class citizen. You couldn't even go to a gym. You couldn't go to a school, university. You couldn't go to restaurants in most of the major cities. You had to have your vax card. And then you had the leader class, the ruling elite in the United States, openly talk about denying medical care to people who didn't get the vaccine. You had Justin Trudeau denying people access to their own money if you protested about the vaccine, in the case of the truckers. If someone made you coffee or donuts, they would have access to their own money cut off. How did that happen? Justin Trudeau picked up the phone, called the banking industry, and said, in good old-fashioned corporate government collusion, and said, hey, we're going to call these protesters domestic terrorists, and we have to cut their money off. First time in the history of Canada they'd ever used this emergency act. Mm-hmm. And then, same thing happened with the insurance company. They got the trucks insurance canceled. In my book, I detail all that. I also detail how many countries, if you didn't get the COVID vaccine, which has now proven a complete joke, right? It doesn't even prevent severe illness. It doesn't prevent transmission. Bill Gates has admitted this. Anthony Fauci has admitted it in a new paper. I mean, it's completely, people who still believe either one of the things I just said about the vaccine haven't kept up with the biggest pushers of what they're now admitting, okay? So that's not even up for dispute. But the idea is if you didn't get this vaccine, you couldn't go to a bank machine, you couldn't use it, you couldn't go to a grocery store. You were going to be monitored by the government. You were going to have no rights. This is what, and then even people in Australia, the leaders there, would openly say, that's the whole point. You shouldn't have that. They were treating them as though you were disease-ridden. And that's the whole premise, too, of critical race theory, because the idea is if you're a white person, if you're Asian, if you're not one of the protected minorities, i.e., in this case, African-American, you are literally treated as you are an oppressor, you're an evil person, and by the color of your skin, you have done evil. And that's all part of this whole Great Reset.
And the thing is that amazes me in all this, Mark, the final conclusion is it goes full circle. Because right now, it's whites that are being maligned, but then it will come back and it'll be minorities because they will find another reason, you know, to determine that they are unworthy. Mark, real quick, if we can, I got a question from Tennessee Bob. And we went through this very quick in terms of talking about what happened in March 2020. He asked, he says, I'm a little unclear. Maybe Mark can, you know, go back and,
sure.
And you know, let's retrace those steps and what happened in March 2020.
Yeah, good thing. I shouldn't assume because people, especially by giving a month to a year, people. March 2020 was the watershed moment when actually President Donald Trump signed the executive, you know, the government declaration of emergency on COVID, which then gave vast amounts of power, vast amounts of money, and it gave governors and mayors, and there was a several series of steps that happened during this, during March of 2020 that literally turned America from what was left of a democracy and republic into essentially a COVID dictatorship where any elected official and unelected bureaucrats could issue decrees without having to worry about votes. And these were the most consequential decisions of our lifetime, from you know, stay-at-home orders, again, to closing businesses, to closing churches, to leaving Walmart and abortion clinics open. These were all decreed without anyone voting on it. And I go in the book in detail, these emergency powers that allow this, you go, and we're still living under them, by the way. They now announced that in, I think, May they're going to end. But if you go back in my book, I go back to the Roman Republic through the Middle Ages through 1933 Germany and show that emergency powers are when the greatest abuses of government power against citizens have occurred historically, well documented. And so that's what happened here. It also goes back to 9/11. We're still living under a 9/11 2001 terrorist declaration. That's their model. We're trying to make the once free West imitate Chinese one-party authoritarian rule. These ruling class have praised China for years as being able to do what's right without the messiness of democracy. That's what March 2020 brought to the once free West. Chinese one-party rule where essentially unelected bureaucrats can just dictate the most consequential decisions. And it's continuing. Collapsing our transportation, banning gas-powered cars without a vote, banning meat without a vote, banning energy with using lies and deception and essentially making that happen without a vote because there's been no vote on the Green New Deal. And now we're doing it in medical care as well. You're going to be using anesthesia, and you're not going to be saying that because it's for the planet. Sorry.
Mark Morano, we got to leave it there. ClimateDepot.com, check it out.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
USA News Update. Federal officials are reporting an overheated component on a rail car carrying plastic pellets was likely the cause of the Norfolk Southern train derailment earlier this month in Ohio. A safety alarm warning of an overheated axle and/or bearing went off just before the massive crash. U.S. District Judge Amy Jackson ordered former President Trump and FBI Director Christopher Wray to be questioned in a pair of lawsuits against the Justice Department and the FBI by Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. The former agent's text messages gave Trump the proof how the FBI was being politically used against his administration. A judge's ruling in Texas could halt access to an abortion pill across the United States. A group of anti-abortion doctors is asking a district court judge in Amarillo, Texas, to vacate the FDA-approved abortion pill, mifepristone. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We're back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. We got Dr. John Lott joining us to talk about the latest coming out of Joe Biden regarding his push for red flag laws. Now, you got to know anything that has a smack of any kind of regulation, you know, from the left, it's going to impinge on our liberties. And often has been the case when it comes out of the government like this, the very thing they try to do is just the opposite. So here they are for gun safety, creating and exacerbating the problem to such a degree that has nothing to do with guns. If anything, it makes us more vulnerable. And Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center and the author of Gun Control Myths, has the facts. He's going to detail it as soon as we get connected here. So hang with us for just a moment, if you would, please. Oh, here he is right now, just like that. Hey, Dr. John, how are you, buddy?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Appreciate the heads up on this, you know, what Joe Biden is continuing to do in terms of, you know, dismantling our constitutional Second Amendment rights.
Yeah, and as you say, not making people safer at the same time. Look, they had this $1.8 trillion spending bill that got pushed through at the end of last year after the election. And you know, I assume we'll find out all sorts of goodies in there over time. But one of the things was really hundreds of millions of dollars that were put aside to go and kind of incentivize states to go and adopt different types of gun control laws, particularly red flag laws. And so they'll get a lot of money from the federal government if they adopt or expand the red flag laws that they have. There are lots of problems with red flag laws. But one of the big things is, and they're virtually always used for concerns about suicide, about 99% of the time. But the thing is, if you're really concerned about somebody committing suicide or creating some other type of harm, is simply taking away a person's guns, legally owned guns, a serious mm-hmm. solution to that? I mean, there's so many different ways for somebody to go and commit suicide.
Yes.
There's so many different ways for people to go and harm other people. If you really believe that the person's a danger to themselves or others, there's no mental health people involved in this process. You know, the thing is, we already have a better law on the books. And it would have been relevant for things like the Michigan State University shooter that mm-hmm. was there.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's called involuntary commitment. If somebody makes a complaint to the police and the police come out mm-hmm. and they believe that there's a reasonable probability that the person's a danger to themselves or others, what will happen is they'll be taken in for a mental health evaluation. And if the mental health care experts believe that there is a reasonable chance that the person's a danger to themselves or others, there'll be an immediate hearing, and if the person mm-hmm. can't afford a lawyer, one will be provided for them. And if the judge decides, after hearing the evidence and the cross-examination of the witnesses, that there is a reasonable concern there, what they'll do is the judge has a broad range of options. He can say, okay, I want you to voluntarily go and see a mental health care expert, and in a week or two we'll have another follow-up hearing, and we'll mm-hmm. see how things are going. They could, if they wanted to, they could take away a person's guns or have other restrictions on them. And ultimately, if those things don't work, they can involuntarily commit them. The mm-hmm. thing with red flag laws, the only thing that a judge sees in front of them is a piece of paper with a written complaint. He never talks to the people who are making the complaint. Those people aren't cross-examined. You have no hearing to go and mm-hmm. see whether or not they're being truthful or not. And if
so you could basically have a neighbor who's upset with their fellow neighbor and claim a red flag law, and that's it.
Yeah, that has happened, mm-hmm. but. You know, you could also have somebody who's well-meaning. You have somebody who says such and such is concerned, and they have a gun, and I'm concerned. But, you know, I'll give you one example, somebody who you've had on your show, Nikki Gozer, the mm-hmm. executive director for the Crime Prevention Research Center.
Right.
13 years ago, her husband was murdered in front of her by a stalker. She was incredibly depressed afterwards. But she had just witness this stalker murder her husband.
Exactly.
Could you imagine with red flag laws, maybe a neighbor or a friend who is concerned saying, you know, she's depressed, but she has a gun, and send in a written complaint to the judge, and he takes away her ability to go and defend herself? That would make things much, much worse for her.
Mm-hmm.
At least under the involuntary commitment rules, she can explain to the mental health care professionals what's going on, and if they don't listen to her when there's a hearing, she can explain to the judge what her mm. concerns are. But she doesn't get to talk to the judge. She doesn't get – there's no mental health care professionals involved in something like red flag laws. And it's just not a case like hers. Take somebody like police officers. Police officers – are depressed at a higher rate than the general population. They commit suicides at a higher rate than the general population. They see lots of bad things happening all the time. But you could have somebody who, just well-meaning, would go and put in a written complaint with regard to them and have their guns taken away without a hearing or anything. That essentially takes away their job. What
exactly.
does it do in either of these cases to people's willingness to go and talk to others about their depression? Simply being able to talk to other people mm-hmm. can be extremely important in preventing depression or to keep
exactly.
it getting worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're doing just the exact opposite of what you know what this should be intended. But you know, unfortunately, this is a mindset of too many people. They want this one size fits all, you know, rapid solution. And we're human beings. We're complex. It doesn't happen quite like that, does it? I mean, you know, there's, I guess some would say, they would justify and say, well, you got to understand, John, we're, you know, we're doing this. It's okay. I mean, we're saving lives. So are we better off erring on the side of safety? And once you get into that argument, then you start chipping away at our liberties, don't you?
Well, I mean, lots of people are willing to trade off freedom for safety, and I understand that. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, in this case, freedom and safety go together. And so you end up having less of both freedom and less safety. Mm-hmm. There's evidence, as I was just talking about before, the fact that you make people fearful for going and talking about things like depression, that you can actually increase mental health problems and increase mm-hmm. suicide rates. There's evidence that, in fact, is the case. But, you know, it's interesting. The gun control advocates talk about how there's so much support for red flag laws, and they're pushing them right now in Michigan and other mm-hmm. states, Minnesota. The thing is, it's true. If you just ask people a question, do you support judges being able to temporarily take away a person's guns who's a danger to themselves or others, you'll get 2-1 or 3-1 support in favor of that type of law. The mm-hmm. thing is, that's already the law. All yeah. the states in the country already have that. The federal government has that. What they want to do is change that so that, because when you say somebody who's a danger to themselves, people assume that that's been proven, that there's
yes.
been a hearing.
Yeah,
they assume
exactly.
that there's been mental health people involved. And when you say there's no hearing, and when you say there's no mental health people involved in the process, it goes from 2-1 to support to almost 2-1 opposition.
Exactly. Well, thank God that, you know, common sense has not been totally abandoned, but this is why people of common sense have to speak up, John, right?
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, unfortunately, there's so much misinformation, like the survey that I just mentioned in terms of how it's worded. People don't, they say, well, that's reasonable, but that's already the law.
Right. Yeah. How many, and it seems that the left is has the preponderant, you know, inclination to reinvent the wheel time and again. Quick break. More from John after this.
They released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332.
800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vinetobar. Vinetobar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
I want you to think about this. It was Benjamin Franklin who once said, those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. John Lott continues with us. He's the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center and the author of Gun Control Myths. John, this is where this country stands right now. I mean, we've been so confounded, so confused, and we've lost sight of first principles. And as a result, the left and the totalitarianists are going, you know, full Monty. There's a full court press against our constitutional rights because they're trying to do everything they can, you know, and it's everything. And I don't blame the American people for being overwhelmed, because at every turn they run in to this kind of opposition. You know, right now we're talking, you know, red flag laws, you know, it's all about gun control. I mean, basically their ultimate vision is to make sure that all Americans no longer exercise their Second Amendment right, that all guns are confiscated, because in their theoretical utopian world, it would be so much better if people just didn't have guns, right?
Right. Well, I mean, it's not just the Second Amendment, but also freedom of speech type issues in terms of the government censorship. But, you know, Biden just keeps on repeating one false claim after another. I mean, it's not surprising that you'll find 58% of Democrats on average think 58% of violent crime involves guns, when in fact it's less than 8%. And people who think that the percentage of violent crime with guns is the highest are the ones that are most supportive of gun control. You know, he constantly talks about the United States somehow being unique in terms of mass public shootings. And it may be reasonable for the media to report on mass public shootings in this country and not other ones. But, you know, that's simply misleading. The United States is way below the world average when you put it on per capita rates. I mean, we have almost 340 million people in the country. You look like you know, there are countries in Western Europe that have higher per capita rates of mass public shootings than we have in the United States by a long way. But, you know, most people wouldn't have any idea about that. And you get outside of Western Europe, there are lots and lots and lots of countries that have much, much higher rates of either attacks or fatalities from those attacks than we have here in the United States.
Well, see, this is a problem when people lie, though, John. When you've got a president that has the bully pulpit and he makes a statement like that, then his supportive propagandized media, they hang whatever they report on what the president said as if it is gospel.
Yeah, and, well, I mean, they're not going to fact check him on these things. They don't.
Of course not. Because it supports their agenda. Yeah, go ahead.
It's just not the president. It's not just the news media. You have entertainment television, for example. You look over the last couple decades, there's no police show on ABC, CBS, NBC, or Fox that shows somebody successfully, a civilian, successfully mm-hmm. using a gun defensively.
Right.
Every single time that somebody is shown as using a gun defensively, they either shoot the wrong person or the gun's taken away from them, or they get in the way of the police doing their job. The only show that I know of that's shown a successful defensive gun use over the last 20 years is Paramount's Yellowstone. And mm-hmm. they've had two successful defensive gun uses occur. And, you know, it's gone into overdrive this year, this current season, in terms of concealed carry because of the Bruin decision last year. Mm. The gun control groups brag about working with writers and producers for these television shows. And so one show after another shows concealed carry permit holders when they're going after a criminal accidentally shooting the wrong person, or constantly being warned by police not to get involved, but they still get involved and create all sorts of problems, make it so the criminal can escape, make it impossible for the police to do their job properly. And it's just, there's no case where you can find even something working out halfway reasonably on these police shows. And it has a real impact on people's perceptions. And it's just mm-hmm. not those. You look at the government agencies. The FBI puts out these annual reports on active shooting cases. When I was working at the Department of Justice, I was pointing out that they had tons of errors. They were missing mm-hmm. lots and lots of cases mm-hmm. where people had used permanent concealed handguns to stop what would have been a mass public shooting. They will include cases where, you know, resulting from domestic violence when no one is there to stop them. But when somebody had a permanent concealed handgun and stopped the attack, they exclude those cases mm-hmm. from their list.
Exactly.
If you look at the 8 years from 2014 to 2021, over half of the active shooting cases. So active shooting cases is guns fired in public, not part of some other type of crime like a robbery or a gang fight over drug turf. Could be anything from one person being targeted and missed all the way up to a mass public shooting. Mm. Over half of those were stopped by citizens with permanent concealed handguns. And yet the FBI, because it excludes all those cases. It excludes all cases where, virtually all cases where a civilian stopped an attack. And they don't try to even talk about differentiating between places where people are allowed to legally carry or not. They claim it's only 4% of the attacks are stopped versus over half.
You have a big difference.
It's a massive difference. And, you know, it's, and so you have, and the federal government is giving $100 million a year through the Centers for Disease Control and the National Institute of Health to go and finance gun control research. The CDC, just in December, it came out that at the request of gun control groups, they removed any information on numbers from their website about the rate of defensive gun uses. The gun control groups had been, Biden administration put the top people in the CDC and told them to talk to these gun control groups. Mm-hmm. And the gun control groups were complaining that having that information on the CDC website was making it difficult for them to pass the gun control laws that they wanted to get passed. So, you know, as if that's somehow a reasonable thing that the CDC should be taking into account, whether or not the information they put out is making it more or less difficult for gun control laws to get passed. That's not their job. Their job isn't to try to get gun control laws passed. It should be improper for them to even, either the data is right or it's wrong, not whether it affects getting gun control laws passed.
Exactly.
It's the same group that has to give out tens and tens of millions of dollars every year for firearms research. And so, you know, they give it out to gun control activists all the time. $100 million for public health people. And even within public health people, they focus on those who are the most supportive of gun control.
Yeah. And then when you hear them on television or reporting in the news, they hang their response on this flawed research, right? This biased research.
Well, I mean, the news media covers the flawed research, and they don't even cover it critically. If I put out research, they're going to go and ask, first of all, if they don't even cover it, they'll go and ask critics for their response. But they constantly are putting out Bloomberg-funded research and others that are there they never ask for critical comments. You know, this notion of getting people on both sides of an issue is long gone by in terms of news media ethics. It used to be one time that they would at least talk to people on both sides. But you go and read stories in the New York Times, the Washington Post, or others, and you would think that there's only people on one side of a whole range of different types of issues. They don't even try to quote people, even don't even acknowledge that there may be people on the other side of the issue on these and many other issues.
John, is the lie so predominant and so prevalent? I mean, look, you've got this narrative going out there, but you've got more Americans arming themselves and taking self-responsibility, and we've got more concealed carry Americans, I think, in the history of ever, right?
Yeah, we have over 22 million Americans last year had a concealed carry permit, and that's despite the fact that 25 states now are constitutional carry, where it's no longer even necessary to get a permit.
Right.
One of the problems with permits is, let's say you're a woman who's being stalked or threatened. It could take 2 months. In some places in the country, it takes over a year to get your concealed carry permit. But even 2 months, even a month, might be much, much too long for her to wait to be able to legally carry a gun for protection. If she's being stalked or threatened, she may need the protection right away.
Exactly. She needs to move out of that state by ever means, whatever means she can do, and go to a safe state where she can exercise her Second Amendment right and self-protection. Of course, that's easy to say. I get that. You know, we're talking expenses here. But we know what's happened on the other side. 5 seconds left, John. Again, thank you as always. I appreciate the insight. Look forward to our next conversation.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks
Apps I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of...